around your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon on a Friday in the capital city. Jimmy B and TC, we say hello to you here on the Big Talker 1700. You can always get in on the program at 264-1700. Great show lined up. Coming up in the first hour, Zubin Mehenti, ESPN, will be our guest roughly about 15 minutes from right now. And then Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, will be by with his selections for what Trent looks like it's going to be a terrific weekend of college football.
So you're pumped up about this weekend, huh?
I am. Yeah, man. So yeah, I love this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been better if Iowa State would have taken care of business and followed up October with finishing off November. Would have been better if, Wisconsin wasn't Wisconsin this year. But, right, I mean, it's fine. Yeah. It's football. I'm just nervous that we might see a bunch of blowouts. That's what really concerns me, that we see Clemson dominate. We see a throttling there. Oklahoma runs away from TCU like they did the first time they played. Either Wisconsin just strangleholds Ohio State or it goes the other way, and we find out the Badgers aren't ready for prime time as they finally take on somebody with a pulse this year. That's the concern that I have. Maybe it'll be another blowout with Georgia and Auburn like we saw a few weeks ago. That's my concern more than anything. I'm hopeful we see good games, but there's still that lingering doubt that this thing might not be as exciting and as pumped up about as you are right now.
Well, look, it's for me, I love championship games, and this is what it's all about. Everything is on the line here, and there is so much intrigue, I think, Trent, with what could take place. I mean, if we have some upsets that go down here, if TCU knocks off Oklahoma, if Ohio State does beat Wisconsin, if Georgia were to bounce Auburn, if Miami defeats Clemson, we got total chaos for the final four teams. And look, I'm all in favor of chaos. I just love to see the committee trying to figure out who the four teams are going to be and the backlash that will take place. And there's going to be backlash even if this thing sorts itself out on the football field. But if indeed there are upsets in these games, man, this is going to be fun. I mean, really fun.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm hopeful, Jim, but I don't have the same feeling that you do. Anytime that there's a chance for it, it just doesn't seem like we get it. And then how's it going to turn out here locally? You know, as everything trickles down. I know the fan base at Iowa State, they want Orlando. You know, talking to everybody, they want to make their trek to their first ever Florida Bowl game and never been there before. Maybe have a chance to play Notre Dame, which would be just absolutely unbelievable to get to see something like that. I know there are a lot of people out there hoping that that is the case. I don't know. I'm seeing more Cactus Bowl predictions and the people inside the business, you know, the people that know how this is really done. Not just some guy with a computer and flipping things out and going through the pecking order. Anybody can do that. The people that make the phone calls, that know people inside of bowl commissions, and I'm seeing more and more of that. I'm seeing Iowa in the pinstripe bowl. If that's the case, you know, if you get Iowa State going the day after Christmas, it's Arizona, but it's the day after Christmas. Just it's difficult to pull off something like that. And you have Iowa going out a couple days later to New York. I think it's going to be kind of a much more tepid bowl scenario than what we could have if things fall the way that the Hawkeye and Cyclone fan bases want.
I agree with you. I agree. From locally, I get where you're going with if we have some upsets and how that could indeed play out and how the fan bases will react. Look, I know all the Iowa fans want to go to Nashville. You and I have both been there. It's a great city, and it's a relatively easy drive. From that standpoint, I get why Iowa wants to go to the Music City Bowl. I'm with you. I know that Cyclone fans really want that Orlando trip, and I understand that. But Tucson would not be bad. I mean, it's a nice town. It's a great college town. It's a big enough city. City's bigger than Des Moines, and facilities are great. There's a lot to do there.
Well, the Cactus Bowl is in Phoenix, Jimmy B.
Oh, which one was I thinking of? The one in Tucson.
That's like
I'm thinking of that other. Yeah, that's the Arizona Bowl.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Mountain West against Conference USA or something like that.
Gotcha. No, if you're in Phoenix, I mean, come on, Cactus Bowl. That's okay.
Right. But it's the day after
Phoenix
Christmas.
Phoenix is fun,
Jim. But it's the day after Christmas.
So you have Christmas in the Valley of the Sun. What's the problem with that?
Difficult for a lot of people, Jimmy B. I mean, it's just. Again, live in reality. Live in reality. And the reality
I do. My reality is I would have Christmas in Phoenix if that were the case.
Right.
Yeah.
That's you. That's not most people, though. That's not most people. Most people want to spend time Christmas with their family, people, relatives.
Yeah, take them with you.
Well, not everybody's as rich as you, Brinson.
Take them with you.
Well, if you're paying,
that's my philosophy.
If you're going to pay for it, I say go ahead. Yeah, absolutely. Jimmy B, put it on his tab. Oh, it's no problem. Day after Christmas, no problem. Jimmy B's world.
I see where you're coming from that aspect of it. Yes. But still, I mean, you gotta look at it from the standpoint that, hey, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye. So... you're right. Iowa State did have a chance to really improve their stock. It didn't happen. And so now you just kind of have to go where the chips fall. And Iowa's the same way. They're going to end up, I know that fans really want Music City, but you're right. With everything that you've looked at, Pinstripe seems to be the preferred bowl by the bowl people.
So speaking of Iowa, they begin Big Ten conference play in basketball tomorrow. Now, it's never happened before where we've seen Big Ten play start up this early. They get Penn State coming in. Penn State was picked usually in the 9 to 11 range outside of the bubble, improving. But still, I mean, it's Penn State basketball. We're not talking about Saquon Barkley and company come to town here. The point spread is out, Jim Brinson. And Iowa State is an underdog against Penn State.
Iowa State is
an underdog to Penn State at home. This game's in Carver. You know, going out there to, what do they call that godforsaken place, the Bryce Jordan Center, that's been a house of horrors throughout the years. But when Iowa normally plays Penn State at home, they get it done inside the walls of Carver Hawkeye Arena. They're an underdog to Penn State. From where this team was to where they are right now, that is a precipitous drop.
That's unbelievable. It just goes to show you what the odds makers think of this team, and why people remember Trent. We were scratching our head why they weren't near the top 25, and and everybody was saying, God, they're not getting any respect from anybody. Well, those people were right, because they stink right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's harsh, but they do, and nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw this coming.
No.
We didn't see it coming. The players didn't see it coming. You know the coaching staff didn't see it coming. And so this is dangerous. This is dangerous territory. You got Penn State, you have Indiana, and you have Iowa State. Trent, if they go 0-3, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's a very real possibility. I would guess.
Yes, it is.
In those games, they're probably going to be, I mean, they're going to be basically toss-up games. Like, this is a one-point spread, and maybe it'll move around a little bit. I would guess the Indiana spread will be something pretty similar. You'll probably see it right in that same range. Maybe Indiana favored by a point or two. Iowa State probably favored by maybe 3-4, something in that range.
Mm-hmm.
They're an underdog in the next three. The problem is they can't afford to lose any of the next three. It's not just they have to win and beat Penn State. They have to win all these games because of the hole that they've dug themselves in. They're in deep, deep trouble, Jimmy B. I never thought we were going to be in a spot like this. I never thought that this was going to go down the way it has. The Nicholas Bear injury, I think that's proved to be a little more important than we initially thought. Figured out it'll be fine up front. Well, then you also had the injury to Mod Wagner. You've had McCaffrey not be able to play this year because of the mono. You've had all these things. Christian Williams leading before the year. A lot has happened, and there still is a chance to improve it. But you're running out of wiggle room. You got to start winning basketball games, and you got to start doing it tomorrow against Penn State.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. And you have to start to be able to play as a cohesive unit. And we saw some of that in the first half against Virginia Tech. And then the second half, they were just outgunned and outrun. Penn State doesn't play like Virginia Tech, but somebody must be knowing something with Iowa being the underdog on their home court at Carver Hawkeye Arena, Trent.
To Penn State. Not to Michigan State.
No.
Not to Purdue. Not to Minnesota. Yeah. To Penn State. Ooh, wow. Absolutely crazy. Well, Jimmy B, we're due for a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll go out to Bristol, Connecticut. Our man Zubin Mehente will stop by. What a wacky day it's been in college sports. We got plenty to talk about in the coaching carousel. You've been enjoying this today. And your boy Tiger Woods, not too bad, huh?
Yeah. Tiger's playing great. At one time, he was the leader of the tournament. Now he's just a shot or two back as they go to the next round. Tiger Woods, the swag is back.
We come back with more here in a moment.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
The Ford year-end sales event is in full swing. For a limited time, get $1,000 cash back on top of 0% APR financing for 72 months on a full lineup of 2017 Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Celebrate the season with exclusive holiday offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars, F-150, and SUVs. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
1908 Draft House is the Metro's favorite sports bar, dedicated to fans of Chicago baseball, University of Iowa, Iowa State, college basketball, and football. 1908 Draft House serves yummy food in a great sports atmosphere with tons of TVs, with locations in Johnston, Waukee, and Des Moines, and now opening their fourth Metro location in West Des Moines at 50th and EP True. Perfect for lunch, happy hour, dinner, or just to watch the game. Meet your friends at a 1908 near you today.
This is Trent Condon from Sports Talk 1700 KBGG. In the United States, someone dies from a drunk driving crash every 51 minutes. Make zero fatalities your goal and drive sober or catch a ride.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, everybody. We now head to beautiful Bristol, Connecticut. It's a garden spot. And Zubin Mehete from ESPN is our guest. Zubin, how are you, pal?
What a crazy day in college football where the Ole Miss sanctions. I mean, this just takes the cake, and we've been watching this all, guys, forever. That Ole Miss story today was the second craziest thing that happened just in the SEC today. It is a wild, I cannot remember, you know, they'll call it a carousel, craziness, whatever word you want to come up for it. It is just nuts, and it's continuing with Jimbo, and there's still some big-name jobs out there that have to be filled. It is incredible. It's becoming like sort of like the NBA, Jim, you know, of course, and I love it, you love it. It's kind of had the extension after the season. What is there to talk about after the season? And the NBA's found that out. The NFL's found that out. Baseball's got a hot goat. And it feels like college football's got that right now.
It does.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's so crazy. So the latest, Zubin, as you go through and you look at all the moves, you start with Jimbo making his way to Texas A&M. One of your colleagues, Herm Edwards, appears to be on his way from to Arizona State. Just got to wait for the school president to get back from China or something like that to sign off on it.
Yeah, I know. I think with Herm, I was working on Sports Center this morning, and we just did a bunch of segments with Coach Edwards. And it's one of those moves where I was talking to a colleague of mine, a fellow anchor that actually went to Arizona State. And it's just one of those situations where you look at it and say, he's 63 years old. He's energetic. He's positive. I think he could close in anyone's living room. I don't have any kids. I'm 39. I don't have any kids. I know, Trent, you're a new father. I know, Jim, you have kids. If that guy walked into my living room and said, you can come play for me, I would be hooked. I think they have a great offensive coordinator in Billy Napier, who's got a lot of Alabama experience. And maybe if things go well, I mean, I'm putting the cart before the horse, but maybe if things go really well, you know, that's a guy that could obviously take over the job on a long-term basis. But, you know, Matt Barry, my anchor buddy that went to Arizona State, gave me one great line, and I thought it was a really apropos thing he said. He goes, since Bruce Snyder left the program and ultimately obviously has passed away, the great Arizona State coach. He says they are 73-75 in the Pac-12 with Todd Graham, Dennis Erickson, who obviously did a good job there. And that basically puts them in a situation with those guys and Dirk Cutter. So those three guys, Dirk Cutter, Todd Graham, and Dennis Erickson went 73-75. And Matt's reasoning was, this is not the type of program that is not opposed to looking outside of the box. Whether Lovie Smith works out or not, it probably won't. I give Josh Whitman, the Illinois AD, credit for trying to make a move like that. When you haven't had a ton of success in football, there's nothing wrong with trying something a little bit different. Not everybody is going to go the LSU, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State route. So I think for a program like that, that as you guys well know, I mean, Iowa's played a couple of home-and-homes, as you know, with Arizona State. They have a lot going for them. It's a great school, the scenic nature of the school is great. It's easy to recruit to. The weather is amazing. They should probably be a lot better than they are. And I think this is an inspired choice. Herm is really fired up about it. I haven't talked to him about it personally, but we did a couple NFL segments today with him. And I can just see, I mean, working with him in person every day and seeing his energy, just, you know, working in concert with him every day, he's a guy that kind of jumps through the TV. And I definitely understand why Ray Anderson, the guy in charge of the search at Arizona State, is interested.
I'm telling you right now, if they want to hit a home run when he gets out to Arizona State, the advertising agency, all they have to do is go, hello, you play to win the game. I'm telling you right now, Zubin, that will sell recruits in a heartbeat.
I think so. And it just goes to show, again, the power of television. It sounds crazy, but, you know, Chip Kelly has been out of college football for quite some time now. You take a look at his skin at ESPN, and then 2 years with the Niners, and then 2.5 with the Eagles. So, I mean, look, I mean, if you're a, you know, high school freshman, let's put, you know, 5 years. Let's call Chip 5 years, 2.5, 2, and 1. You want to call that 5, 6 years. If you're 13 years old right now, Chip was about, you know, when he was in his glory days, if you're a high school freshman right now, 13, 14 years old, you're probably 9 or 10 when Chip was really in his heyday at Oregon. But that shows the power of television. You know, Herm hasn't coached anywhere in almost a decade, not just college. He hasn't coached even the Chiefs in almost a decade, as you guys know out there with your Chiefs fandom. So you're in a situation where you really look at it and say, you can really be on TV and help grow your brand. And really, Coach Gruden did it, right? Coach Edwards is doing it. Mm-hmm. Coach Kelly did it. So you're really getting yourself into a situation where it just goes to show the power of TV. You know, like I said, Coach has not coached anywhere in a decade. He was with the Jets, the Chiefs, everybody knows all that. But to the generation of players that I was recruiting, Iowa State's recruiting, Arizona State's recruiting, to those generation of players, he's a TV personality, and that's how he's been able to keep himself front and center. So while it is about football and recruiting and X's and O's and, you know, being able to communicate and relate to guys that maybe are 4 decades younger than you, it still goes to show the power of television and what it can do.
Zubin Mehente joining us, ESPN. Coaching carousel continues, but we do have games. It starts tonight with the Pac-12 championship game. Certainly not a lot of intrigue in that one. With it doesn't look like a real opportunity for USC to get in, even with a win. Let's go first to the Big 12. 11:30 kickoff for that one. TCU, Oklahoma. We've seen it happen so many times in the Big 12 championship game in the past incarnation of it. Zubin, where the team they want to win doesn't win the game. You give TCU a big shot?
Why not? I mean, just by your logic, I would say TCU has the shot, because you're right. Obviously, the Big 12 championship game hasn't been around now for about 7 years. And that's why this is an unprecedented Saturday in college football, or Trent, you can even say starting tonight if you want to count the Pac-12 game tonight. Obviously, as you know, the Pac-12 and Big 10 didn't even stage a championship game before, and they actually both started their title games while the Big 12 game was dormant for the last 7 years. So you're looking at a situation now where for the first time, every single Power 5 conference is staging a championship game at once. It has never happened before in college football. And the Big 12 is the one. I was speaking with our Janine Edwards. She was actually covering the game out there today. This is the one that's ripe for an upset. I believe, and we had about this at work the other day, and everybody's kind of got a guy. I believe Mayfield, I really do. Mayfield feels like, to me, Deshaun Watson. And I'm not saying he's done it as long as Deshaun Watson. I'm not saying he is as clutch as Deshaun Watson. We'll have to wait and see. Mayfield's been great. It's the stage you're put on. He did it twice against Alabama. He went 1-1. He could have gone 2-0 or 0-2, but Nick Saban had a month to plan for him twice and didn't know what to do with him. I just feel like he has got the Deshaun Watson quality, guys. With every single guy that's left on every single team, taking nothing away from Kelly Bryant or JT Barrett or Alex Hornibrook or any of these guys. But the one thing I really see, or even somebody like Miami's turnover chain, all those guys, the one thing I see from Mayfield is when he walks out there, you just feel like you got a chance. I know all the other stuff that's happened, the Kansas and the benching, but when he rolls out there, you just feel like he's got so much swagger and so much moxie that you have a chance. And I just remember feeling the exact same way when I watched Deshaun Watson. Oh, they're down 2 touchdowns to Alabama? Don't worry, they still have Deshaun Watson. It's not over. I can't remember how many guys over the years have really said that about, maybe Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, Vince Young. There have been a couple of guys here and there, maybe Fournette in a really big game, depending on what the situation was. But I think this guy is that version of player where he's on the field, and if this dude is on the field for us, I don't care what the score is, we got a chance.
Zubin, I'm with you 100% on that. Take me then to the Big Ten with Wisconsin and Ohio State. And Ohio State, everybody says, oh, Ohio State's going to win the game, and if they do, they'll probably get in. Where are you?
What I think is really interesting about this is, you know, I was digging through some stats the other day. Let me give you a stat that I think you guys could chew on during your show or obviously over the weekend. Let's just say Ohio State gets in, okay? Now, just play with me here for a second. Let's just assume Georgia doesn't get in. Okay, let's kind of chalk the rest of the way, But Ohio State's the one team that gets in that really upsets the apple cart. I mean, I know Georgia's out there, but just for the sake of this argument, let's just say Ohio State gets in and everybody else is fine. All right, consider this now. If that happens, if Ohio State gets in, sans Georgia, the two worst losses, listen to this, by margin of defeat for any team that has ever made the college football playoff in now would be 4 years come Sunday, the two worst point margin losses by any team that has ever made the playoff would be Ohio State's losses this year to Iowa and Oklahoma. Think about that. The two worst losses ever suffered by a college football playoff team will have been suffered by the same program in 1 year, and that program would get themselves in. Now, obviously, if Georgia were to beat Auburn and get in, they did have a 23-point loss to Auburn earlier. But I'm just saying, let's just say Ohio State gets in for the sake of simplicity here. Their two losses, no other team, that's not even one guy, no other team that has ever competed in the college football playoff would have two worst losses ever. How about that?
Well, it's crazy to think about, but that Iowa-Ohio State game, Zubin, we're close here, obviously, but I can't think of anything quite like this. Ohio State, what they've done since then, and if they finish it off, to lose in that fashion, not to lose a game, but to lose in the fashion that they did against a pretty average Iowa team, it's so difficult to wrap your head around what happened that first Saturday in November.
It did, and then what the Hawks did 7 days later, in some ways, to you guys, is probably equally difficult to wrap your head around after they went to Wisconsin. Let me just give you a fact. I know I was extrapolating there with Ohio State on this and that and this and that. The worst loss at this moment, as we are speaking on the phone, Friday, December 1st, the worst loss by any team to ever get into the college football playoff, get rid of my permutation, at this very moment, 2014, 15, 16, the playoffs have been played. The worst loss for any team that has ever made the playoffs was Ohio State's 14-point loss to Virginia Tech in 2014. I'm sure you guys remember that one. They ended up winning the first playoff. That was the worst loss any team has ever had that's made the playoff, period. And now you're telling me a team that lost by 31 to a team, I believe, Trent, you would know better than I, even though I was a very tough out at Kinnick, on that particular day, they were not ranked. I'm almost positive Iowa was not ranked on that day. So if you're losing a 31-point game to an unranked team, and that's not even your only L. And by the way, if you're Penn State, what are you thinking right now? If Ohio State wins this thing and gets into the playoff as a two-loss conference champion, and Penn State basically did the exact same thing last year and didn't get in, there's that layer too.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. Okay, now take me to this. We touched a little bit on how goofy today has been with Phil Fulmer, now the acting AD at Tennessee, and what a joke they have turned in to be, with Jimbo Fisher jumping ship from Florida State and signing the second richest contract in college football for a head coach of all time at Texas A&M. I don't ever, Zubin, want to hear a Power 5 team ever complain that we don't have any money. That's got to be one of the biggest absurdities that I think a major Power 5 school could ever do.
I think what's ended up happening at Texas A&M is a little bit different, because it's almost the reverse of your story, Jim. A lot of schools scream they don't have money. What are we going to do? This case, in my opinion, Jim, is just the opposite. They built that stadium because of what Manziel did. And let's be honest, it's simplistic, but it's honest. They haven't done a thing since he's left. Kevin Sumlin was 51-26. I don't think that's a bad record overall. But obviously, they slide toward the end of the season. There's been too many eight-win seasons. But after the Manziel boom, they expanded their stadium. You could make an argument they had the best stadium in the league. You could have an argument they had the best facilities in the league. And you could have an argument that when they got into the SEC, their ability to tell kids in the state of Texas, you can come play in the SEC. Sure, you can go to Texas, and they're down a little bit, but it's still the Big 12. You can come play in the SEC and stay at home. And they used all of those factors. Manziel boom, incredible interest, upgraded the stadium, upgraded the facilities, and after they did all of that, have nothing to show for it. See, that's the problem. I think part of the reason they got Fisher was because they have felt they have done literally everything that a fan and a booster and an administration can do. And what they need is the last piece. they need a coach to go in and win games. Because even to places like Iowa State, when it was lean, people would say, what is the commitment? The fans were always there. I mean, every single year, Jamie Pollard, new year, new season ticket record, we're bowling it in. Fans were always there, never a problem. Was the commitment there? Was the level of players there? Was the Jacobson building really what it needs to look like? Is the stadium as nice as it could be? Can't answer those questions. When I was covering the Iowa Hawkeyes back in the day, Kinnick Stadium had metal bleachers. Their facilities were okay. It took a while before Iowa got an indoor bubble. You could question the commitment. You could never question the Iowa fans. At Texas A&M, they said, listen, we have a checklist. You can't question anything on this checklist. Look at this palace. Look at this stadium. Look at our fan support. We have literally done everything we can possibly do with money, with resources, with sweat, with passion, with excitement. Now we need the final piece, which is the coach. A lot of programs, to your point, Jim, feel like because they don't have the money or complain about money or say they have money and they don't or vice versa, that's just the excuse that they use. Well, you know, if we had this, we'd be able to do that. Texas A&M has basically said, listen, we will do whatever it takes to win, and we've done our part. Now we just have someone to take us to the finish line. A lot of people have said Jimbo's leaving an easier job and an easier path to the playoffs. I'm telling you right now, Clemson's here to stay. Clemson is here to stay, and Mark Richt might make Miami here to stay. It doesn't feel like he wants to go anywhere else. I've really shifted my thinking over the last few years. Well, you got to be better than LSU, Auburn, and Alabama. Well, that's true, but Penn State had to be better than Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State. Nobody said they could do it, and they did it last year. So I think this is a great move for him, because when you're this desperate and you put this much on the line, they will pay you anything. They probably said to him, you tell us where the zeros and commas go, and we'll just endorse it. We'll just endorse that check for you. So it's a very unique situation, I think, there.
Zubin, last thing for me, I'll let Jim finish up with you here. Over to little college basketball. It's been quite the start to the season. A lot of fun, great games. Had the PK80 out in Portland with the 2 8-team events going on at the same time. It has the feeling, at least to me, that we're in store for a pretty special college season. Are you getting the same kind of feeling?
Oh, no question. I mean, I was always on the fence on whether this scandal was going to cloud the sport. And I was watching College Game Day, the one that they've had so far before the Champions Classic. And there was a real theory that that was going to happen. But there's also a real theory to be said. I think we have to extricate ourselves, us three, because we're in the media. And just remember when we were fans. You're following the scandal because if they were to touch Iowa State, it would obviously be a big story for your listeners. But as media members like us three are, we have to follow the story because it's a major storyline in college basketball. We have to be informed on topics. But if it was just me, you, and Jim, and we were going out to, Jim's favorite, shall I say, refreshment stand, and we were going to talk on a Friday evening, right? We wouldn't talk about this because we wouldn't care. It wasn't affecting Iowa or Iowa State or Drake or you and I. So we're like, who cares? And I think that's what you have to remember as a media member. Step out of it and say, if I'm a fan, I'm a season ticket holder, if I'm just watching on the weekend, do I care about this? I guess if I'm an Arizona fan, I do care. If I'm a Louisville fan, I care. If I'm an Oklahoma State fan, I care. Arizona fan, I get all that. Miami, whatever. The places that have been touched. David Patrick, all that stuff. But for the overwhelming percentage of schools that aren't doing anything wrong or have yet to be caught, depending on how you want to look at it, they don't care about this stuff. They just care about the games. And I think that's something that the Champions Classic did. It was a night where it was like, listen, none of these four programs are implicated. These four programs are amazing. These four programs have always kind of been in the Champions Classic. They will be in it moving forward. Let's just talk about basketball. And to their credit, they delivered two excellent games, especially the nightcap. Duke was a good game. The Kansas-Kentucky was an excellent early season game. So I think a lot of it running up to the season was great because there was so much media attention. And you're talking about coaches going to jail and flipping on each other and wiretaps. It's a very intriguing story. But to the average person that supports college basketball, the TV viewer or the fan that goes to the game, I don't think they care about this unless it directly affects their team. And as a result, that's such a small percentage of fans that I think they just want to see the games.
Zubin, it's always good, pal, when we catch up to you. Enjoy all the action this weekend because it's going to be fast and furious. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Unprecedented weekend. Can't wait. We'll see you next week.
There you go. Zubin Mahenta, ESPN, right here on the Big Talker 1700. Good stuff always out of him, Trent.
Absolutely. Love talking with Zubin. Great insight inside the walls of ESPN. Love that opportunity to talk with him every single week here on Jimmy B and TC. We'll take a break. Coming up later on this hour, we got picks for you. You heard a little bit earlier from Lee Sterling. We'll make our five-pack of picks coming up here in just a little bit. We'll come back with more here in a moment. It's Jimmy B and TC.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Braving the holiday crowds at parties and malls can also mean you're braving germs. Be sure to have the Exergen Temporal Scanner at home to make sure you avoided getting a cold or the flu.
That's the sound of your in-law's cat perched over your bed at 3 a.m. You wanted to save money this holiday, so you settled for their house. Now you're staring into the eyes of pure evil. If you booked a hotel on Priceline, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book on Priceline and get the deals you won't find anywhere else.
Express deals are different. Exact hotel shown only after booking.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-HY-VEE.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
But she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews.
Look, Mom! Uncle Bill got us a drum set!
That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels. For the deals you won't find anywhere else, go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back once again, Jimmy B and TC. We will take you up here until 6 o'clock tonight. we'll make our picks, but well, it's time to go to the expert. Time to go to the guy that knows what is going on. It's Lee Sterling as he joins us on the program here on a Friday. Lee, what's happening?
Well, excited. Going to be heading out tonight to Charlotte to root on my Canes and see if they can pull the upset over Clemson and make this crazy college football season even crazier.
Yes, it certainly would throw a wrench into things. Miami, the U, after that disappointing loss to Pitt last Friday on Black Friday, trying to bounce back, and they're in the college football playoff with a victory here. You mentioned it would be one heck of a stretch. Well, let's talk about that right there. It's one of your picks this week. Clemson laying the 9 in a hook. It's a big number. Clemson has the one loss on their resume. Still, you look at this squad, the defending national champion, still a lot of talent, even without Deshaun Watson.
Oh, they are. And their strength is their defensive line. Three of the four starters are all ACC first-team players. They'll get taken high in the draft this and next year. And that's probably Miami's weakness is their offensive line. And as we all know, Miami's probably a year away. But here's the problem for Miami. I think Miami's going to be aggressive. I think Miami will probably, on offense, use some play calling similar to the way they did against Virginia Tech and also Notre Dame, be aggressive, show some new formations, maybe do some hurry-up. Here's the problem, though. When you lose a player like their tight end, Chris Herndon, who's probably a third or fourth rounder, Mon Richards, this week he tore his knee up. He's a potential first rounder. These are your two best players. And so then you got to call on other players to step up. And against Clemson, Clemson's very talented. So Clemson's a defense. Usually once they've seen your top 20, 25 plays, they can adjust. So I think Miami's going to be in it for probably a half, maybe three quarters. But that defensive line that has 40 sacks might take over in the second half. I think Clemson pulls away in the fourth quarter, 31-13.
31-13. All right, we'll see. On that one, ACC championship game, that'll be one of the night ones. All right, our second matchup, SEC, this will be an afternoon matchup. It'll be Auburn taking on Georgia. We saw this game a little less than a month ago, and it turned into a huge, huge blowout. I think that leads to a lot of speculation. Now, what's happening with the point spread here? How is Auburn only a two-point favorite against the Dogs?
Well, I think that a lot of the reason that is because Kerryon Johnson, his questionable status. We don't know if he's going to play in the game or if he does play, how long he can last. So that's the big question mark. And, you know, some people might wait until pregame to see how he's moving around to make a wager one side or the other. But I still like Auburn no matter what because I just don't think Georgia can reinvent themselves on offense. Quarterback Jake Fromm, you know, this kid's a strong quarterback, but he's not a great passer. So nice leader, doesn't make many mistakes, and he's Kirby Smart's guy. He's a guy he recruited last year, but Jacob Eason was a guy that was there. He was recruited by Mark Richt, and he went there and had a decent first year and then gets hurt in the first game. But he's a guy that might be playing in the NFL for 10 years. He's a guy that can push the ball down the field. Sometimes these coaches, what they do is, you know, they want to go with their guys and they're a little hard-headed. I might, you know, put him in for a series in the first quarter, see how he reacts. If he does well, stay with it. But I just think Auburn, you got to try to be able to pass the ball on him. And I don't know if Georgia has that capability. And how about this? The SEC East has not beaten the West since 2008 when the Florida Gators beat Alabama. It will not happen again on Saturday. I like Auburn 26-17.
Going with the Tigers to do it again and punch their ticket into the college football playoff. Well, we know Wisconsin with the victory, they will be in. Ohio State, well, that is going to be a night into the next morning of hand-wringing if they win this one. Another number that maybe seems just a head off. I've seen it. You had it at 6.5 when you emailed us earlier this week. Down at 5.5 at a couple of spots. The Badgers, of course, undefeated. Buckeyes and the Badgers. And a historical trend, well, the underdog in this spot has been able to cover quite a bit in the Big Ten title game.
Yeah, they have, but that didn't happen in 2014 when Ohio State shellacked Wisconsin 59-0. Also, Ohio State has beaten Wisconsin 8 of the last 9 times. So Ohio State's a national brand. Most people who follow college football, they watch almost every one of their games, especially the big games. Most people will not watch an entire Wisconsin game here, but this was Wisconsin team number 1 or number 2 in almost every major statistical category on defense. And Ohio State has been up and down. Now they have their quarterback not 100%. You know, they lost their 2 toughest games to Oklahoma by 13 points, and then they did win over Penn State at home by 1 point. So Ohio State may have all these 4- and 5-star kids, but I just think Wisconsin is going to be able to run the football right at them and have some success. I think Wisconsin's going to jump out on top here. They might have to hold on, but I'm going to go with the underdog. I think the wrong team's favored. I have Wisconsin winning this game 26-23.
Touch on the
interestingly, yeah. All right, take me then to the Big 12, Lee, and Oklahoma and TCU. These two teams, as we all know, played earlier in the year. Are we going to get a similar game, or is it going to be something that TCU's defense is able to slow down Baker Mayfield and company?
Well, very rarely do you see a game follow the same script, especially when these teams have played, so soon, 3 weeks apart. And I think that helps the team that lost the first game. Also spoke to someone who follows TCU very closely. They said they during the week they just couldn't recreate what Baker Mayfield does on the practice field on the scout team. So that hurt TCU. And like these option teams, sometimes it takes you a half to get used to the speed and what a certain player likes to do. But in the second half, they did a decent job, held them to 7 points. So it's a matchup of TCU's defense, top 8 in almost every category, Sooners offense, top 4 in almost every category, averaging almost 46 points a game the last 22 games. But I'm going to say that TCU shakes off that one bad performance here, and why not? Another top 4 team goes down. TCU beats Oklahoma 31-28.
I like that one, Lee. Yeah. I'm going to be joining you this weekend on that one with the Horned Frogs, not just covering, but on the outright upset. All right, let's jump over with our final pick. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports is the place to go. And let's go to Kansas City. The Chiefs, a 3.5-point favorite on the road against the Jets. Hey, the Meadowlands, they were there a couple weeks ago, and they lost to an awful Giants team. Is Kansas City going to go out there and now lose to an awful Jets team?
I can't play a team. I just don't see anything positive with this team. You know, they're 1-5 straight up and against the spread the last 6 games. Alex Smith, 4 touchdowns and 4 interceptions over the last 4 weeks. In fact, also throwing for just 6.3 yards per attempt. That's abysmal if you want to win games here. Kareem Hunt looked like maybe he was going to run away with the Rookie of the Year. Now, not so much here. These Jets, just they play hard right now. And also, they have a receiver emerging, Robbie Anderson. He's caught at least 1 touchdown pass in each of the last 5 games here. J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 23-13.
Did Fireman Bill, did he ever come back to them? Because I remember he walked away from them. Do you know, Lee, if he ever came back?
Who are we talking about?
The Fireman Bill, the guy who always has the Jets uniform on and the fire hat in the stands.
No, he hasn't come back. He has not come back.
He hasn't come back.
Capacity. I heard he does show up at some of the games, so.
Okay, fair enough. Yep. All right, I'm just curious about that. Game of the week, yep. You got Atlanta and Minnesota.
Yeah, this should be a great contest. A lot on the line, both teams playing well right now. You want to get this game, just call toll-free, 800-400-9741. We'll give you this game, Atlanta-Minnesota, toll-free, 800-400-9741. And how about this? My NFL Game of the Year goes on Sunday. It's a 45-unit release, and on these 40- to 50-unit plays, going back to last 9 seasons, if we win this game, we will be 33-11. That's 75% over the last 9 years. Normally, you have to be a monthly or season subscriber, but I've opened it up this weekend. You can get tonight's game, all of College Football Championship Saturday. We'll have 6 or 7 games tomorrow. My NFL card, including this NFL Game of the Year and Monday night, you're going to get 12 to 14 games, just $97. It's normally $197 for a weekend. Use coupon code SAVE100, $97 for the entire weekend. It's all available, ParamountSports.com.
Lee Sterling, you can find him on Twitter as well, at Paramount Sports, and online, ParamountSports.com. Lee, as always, appreciate your time. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
Good stuff from Lee Sterling. Jimmy B, are you ready with your picks? Have you been doing your studying? Because last Wednesday, we made our picks early because of Thanksgiving. Is that what threw you off? Is that what led to your one?
It did, yes. Okay. Yeah, I put in only 15 seconds of research instead of my general 35 to 45 seconds.
Gotcha.
And it cost me dearly. It really did. But, Trent, I am vowing to make a comeback. So in our last segment of the show today, when we do our picks, I will be on the money.
Well, you can play along at home as well. The games we'll be picking this week, we'll take the Big 12 championship game, TCU getting the 7. People that have been listening this week know, Jimmy B, where I'm on that one. Big 10 title game, Ohio State a 5.5-point favorite against Wisconsin, and then 3 from the pros, the Chiefs minus 3.5 at the Jets, Tampa plus 2.5 at Green Bay, and the Vikings getting 3 in Atlanta. So those will be the games we'll be picking. Gives you a little less than an hour to study up, Jimmy B. That's instead of you. What do you do during breaks anyway? What are you normally doing? Are you just scrolling through Twitter? Is that it?
No, I go talk to people. That's what I do in the station. I walk around, say hello, and see what's interesting in other people's lives besides mine.
Really?
I'm a people guy. I'm a people guy. You know that.
Well, I got to stay back, and I got to make sure everything is working here.
Well, I know. Yes. And you put me in charge of that one day, and I almost blew up the station.
Yeah, never again. Never, ever.
I know.
Ever again. So as we get ready for hour number two, it's a busy one. We got Wolfgang stopping by. He's none too pleased, as you can imagine, with the Iowa basketball performance. We'll get into that with him to kick off the hour, make our picks a little bit later on. But Jimmy B, this weekend, college basketball-wise, Big Ten starts to – doesn't it just feel so odd with the Big Ten slate here starting? We knew it was going to happen, you know, when the announcement happened way back. I think it was late spring that we first heard this idea. I liked it at the time. And maybe it's because Iowa isn't playing very well, but it just feels so off to have conference play already starting tonight.
I'm with you. It is different, but just wait till we get to the conference tournament and it's starting a week early.
Yeah.
You think you're going to be screwed up now? Just wait till we get to that week. It's just going to really feel awkward. It really is. Just for the money grab in New York City. That's it.
Hey, one more thing before we hit our final break of the hour. You and I tomorrow against South Dakota State in the 1AA playoffs. And you know, if they win, where they're more than likely going to go? Down to your old neck of the woods, Central Arkansas, in that beautiful field with the gray and the purple stripes.
It's the whole field. Purple for 10 yards, gray for 10 yards. Purple for 10 yards, gray for 10 yards. It's hideous. It really is. But hey, Central Arkansas is winning right now, so, you know, you got to dance with a girl that brung you. And if that's the case, you're going to see them on that god-awful, ugly field.
Well, you look at them, you look at what's happened at Eastern Washington, your alma mater with the red field. You know, those programs weren't very good, and suddenly, they're pretty good. Kids are going there. Maybe it makes a little bit of sense. Maybe we should see...
You think it's the field?
Yeah, you and I go with the purple and the gold.
No, it's not the field.
You and I go with the purple and gold. The stripes. No, maybe not. 5 o'clock hours up next here, Jimmy B and TC at 1700.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
Hi, this is Craig Hodson, Vice President, Market Manager at Cumulus Media Des Moines. Cumulus is a proud sponsor of the Polk City Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber promotes economic development to strengthen the business climate and enhance the quality of life in Polk City. Please join me in welcoming and supporting these members.
Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church, Coldwell Banker, Mid-America Group, Dennis Dietz, HR Approach LLC, Letch Law Firm, 92.5 Nash Icon KJJY, P&M Apparel, Polk City Women, S&S Property Service LLC, Time to Shine Car Wash, TLC Cleaning, Water's Edge Bar and Grill,
the Polk City Chamber of Commerce and Cumulus Media wish to thank these members. Learn more about the Polk City Chamber of Commerce online at polkcitychamber.com.
Cumulus Media Des Moines encourages you to shop local, buy local this holiday season. Our local businesses are the lifeblood of our communities and a major driving force for the local economy, contributing to the tax base, which in turn supports our schools and helps to keep our infrastructure updated. Money spent locally supports all of us here and is very important to maintaining our way of life. 1700 KBGG encourages you to shop local this holiday season. Shop Local is brought to you by these fine local businesses, Big O Tires, Baumgars, and Brick Street Market and Cafe.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews.
Look, Mom! Uncle Bill got us a drum set!
That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels for the deals you won't find anywhere else. Go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 17. 17-